This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Top officials from China and the United States are meeting in Anchorage, Alaska. At the start of the summit on Thursday, Secretary of State Tony Blinken pointed out human rights abuses in China. His counterpart, Yang Jiechi, says the United States can no longer speak from a position of strength.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
Attorneys involved in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin seated three more jurors Thursday as both sides inch closer to a full jury. The panel is up to 12 members with two alternates still needed. Chauvin is charged in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz will be leading a delegation to the U.S.-Mexico border next Friday amid the humanitarian crisis. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration has been blamed for the humanitarian crisis as thousands of children have been encouraged to come to the border despite the dangers. During a conference call, Senator John Cornyn spoke of those dangers.
The Border Patrol has told me that roughly a third of the women and girls who make their way into the United States have been sexually assaulted.
Senator Cornyn also told us many of the children come from countries that advocate America's destruction.
Just this year, they had detained people from 54 different countries at the Texas-Mexico border.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki for the first time Thursday called the border surge a crisis, then tried to backtrack her words. President Biden had another senior moment Thursday, making a statement on vaccination progress. Biden introduced his vice president as President Harris. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As America pulls out of the coronavirus pandemic, the vaccinations produced under Operation Warp Speed are a big reason to have hope. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Some of the nation's top health experts testified before the Senate on the COVID-19 response and vaccine rollout on Thursday. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying there are still challenges ahead with emerging variants, but also noting we can counter them with vaccinations and mitigation measures. Dr. Ajis Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells CNN there is optimism regarding having everyone who's in the high-risk category vaccinated soon.
Oh, it's terrific. It is terrific. We did 3 million a day over the weekend, 6 million over both days. I think we're going to get to a point where we're going to be doing 3 million a day consistently. We'll have the vaccines for it. I'm hoping we'll have the distribution set up for it. And that's why I am so optimistic that every high-risk person who wants a vaccine will have at least their first shot by mid to late April.
Key information for each specific COVID-19 vaccine can be found on the CDC website, cdc.gov. The National Football League has finalized its new 11-year media rights agreement with a pact that will run through 2033 and could be worth over $100 billion. Starting in 2023, the Thursday night football games will be broadcast exclusively on Amazon Prime. Amazon is paying about $1 billion per year for the rights. USA Radio News.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's
boy, everything
sound?
Is anti-racism these days, right? I mean, this is the filter. This is what we have to live with. I mean, is this insanity going to just end up punching itself out once and for all? And we'll wake up one day and realize just how idiotic this whole thing has been. Dr. John Zemarek joins us now, the senior editor of Stream.org. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks, Bill. How are you?
Hey, Bill, like you, increasing in frustration just seeing the way this country is going. I mean, the woke knuckleheads, without any kind of empirical evidence or science, are just out in this theoretical world chasing after this utopian ideal of God only knows what. And they're just created all kinds of disturbance. They're not happy, and they're making others not very happy either. I mean, this is like lose-lose all the way around.
Absolutely. It's interesting. I've got two pieces about this, stream.org, where I say anti-racism is the substitute religion,
yes.
Like a cult of people who don't believe in God, who believe that we are all Darwinian. We're farts in Darwin's bathtub. We're just accidental biological side effects of, yes. of genetic mutations who exist and prevail because of ruthless, bloody natural selection.
Mm-hmm.
That's what these people believe. They believe everything is survival of the fittest. Well, if that's true, why would racism be wrong? That's what I want people to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you encounter someone on the left and he starts saying, you know, this beer is too hoppy, it's racist, or there's so much pollen in the air, that's racism, or whatever. The only bad thing, the only term they use now for anything evil is racism. And so, okay, I just want to ask you, from your point of view, would you explain why racism is wrong? And you will watch their head kind of explode, because everything they say, other things are wrong because they are racist.
Yes.
The Holocaust was wrong because it was racist mass killing of people. Abortion, they don't think is racist, so it's not wrong. So if you ask them, okay, well, why is racism itself wrong? I mean, I know the answer. Martin Luther King knew the answer. He traced it back to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe in the Bible, so explain to me why racism is wrong. The way you would explain it to a chimpanzee.
Right.
And what's the look on their face? Of course, what they'll probably try to do is try to get you fired, because they're not using reason. All they're using is naked political force.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the problem with emotion. When emotion leads the day, facts, intelligence is out the window. And here it is. It starts at the very beginning of, you know, what the history of man says, in the beginning, God. And they want to say, in the beginning, no God. Well, good luck. I mean, the very foundation of our being and this world starts with God. You throw God out, you see things according to your own eyes, and you have the helter-skelter chaos that we're experiencing right now in America. And it's, you know, gets its good housekeeping seal of approval, you know, from government officials, the woke society, the echelons of supposed higher education that are dumbing themselves down even as we speak.
Right. What we need to see is that the woke cult is a substitute religion for Christianity. And there's a word for that. St. Paul talks about what you would call someone who brings you a new gospel. He calls it Antichrist. Yeah. So my argument is that the woke cult is a bastard child of Christianity, but it's also the religion of Antichrist.
Exactly. And the thing is, we've been clearly warned about this, John, that lest even the elect would be duped. And the elect are
right.
being duped right now, sadly.
Right, right. None of the ones I know, but yes, you're right, that the churches are under assault. All the best churches, large parts of the Catholic Church have collapsed. Whole religious orders, whole countries. I would say the papacy is in the worst shape it has ever been. And the woke cult is targeting the Southern Baptists, sort of the anchor of conservative Christianity in America. They're going after that. They're using critical race theory to try to break down this denomination. And I think, and in my piece at stream.org, but I think the first was called Anti-Racism is the Opiate of the Atheists.
Right, exactly.
People who don't have a meaningful account of what is good because they believe that we're all Darwinian side effects, they're trying to find some sense of meaning, some sense of values in this life. So they don't have a rational account of why anything is good. So they sort of arbitrarily grab at some things that they know to be bad, like the Holocaust and segregation, things that, you know, are widely accepted as bad, and there are Hollywood movies about it to prove that to us, you know. So you don't even have to really think it through because you just see it in movies. So if they fight against those bad things, and they can't explain why they're bad, by the way, but, you know, they know they're bad because they've seen movies with Tom Hanks about it, then that'll give their lives some meaning, even though they're nihilists who think that we're at cosmic stakes to manage when we die. So that'll give their lives some meaning, but more importantly, it also gives them a weapon to use against their political enemies because they can accuse us of being secretly Klansmen or secretly Nazis. And they don't have to think this through too carefully because all the other people who are on their side will just chant with them, four legs good, two legs bad.
John, what you're saying here is so, I hope people are catching this, and that is that they can't even do the scholarship of this. You know, they want to shortcut this idea. I mean, it reminds me so much of what we had to endure with Barack Obama. Long on theory, short on substance. And that's what happened. You know, here we are in our culture today. We've got all this theory flying around, and it's put out there as if it's established doctrine. And just because you have a lot of bobbing heads in agreement doesn't mean that it is so. I mean, look at the truth is the truth is the truth. That cannot be denied. I mean, like you said, you want to say 2 + 2 = 5? Well, you can compel people to say that it's 5. But look at like the little kid that saw that the king was not wearing any clothes. He's declaring even to this day that the emperor is buck naked, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Anti-racism, the opiate of the atheists, and a bludgeon for elites. This is what Dr. John Zemeric is pointing out in his latest column at stream.org. You need to check it out. Our conversation with Dr. John will continue on the other side of the break. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
You know, it's almost like not much has really changed, is it? You know, I mean, you still have, you know, some form or fashion of the company store. you still have, the slaveholders, and you still have, people that want to be enslaved for whatever reason. I mean, here it is. We have, Dr. John's America. We have a country based on a U.S. Constitution that is predicated on godly principles of liberty. And people just, they don't want it. I mean, according to the 2020 elections, if we want to believe those numbers, it's just that they want to turn their back on freedom and say, no, we'd much rather, trust the government because they're so worthy of trust. They've proven themselves time and time again, and we're so better off relying on the government, said no one ever almost.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. I was waiting for your comment here, John.
We had a glitch there. This is people who just, some of them have been beaten down. They're just used to relying on someone else taking care of their material needs. So they're like a wolf that's been domesticated and can't hunt for its own food. Sometimes they'll find a bear that's gotten used to eating human beings' garbage. Mm-hmm. So it can't go out and forage for its own food. So it's sort of it's ruined for the wild, but it's not domesticated or safe. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of Americans. That's Democrats. They're not wild animals that can hunt or forage for their own food, which is the heritage of America, is that we basically do things on our own for the sake of our families, sometimes getting help from the local community or helping others in the local community. Instead, we're sort of ruined, quasi-domesticated animals. But they're also not tame and peaceable like cows. So we're not really quite like socialists living in Denmark or Sweden in the 1970s. So we've got some of the violence of wild animals, but none of the productivity of wild animals. It's a very, very unfortunate thing. People, with their reliance on big government and their expectation that the government is some sort of redeemer, is going to give meaning and value to their lives as a replacement for Christianity, it's a very ugly, and the end result is going to be something not like Sweden or Norway or Denmark, because they have very cohesive cultures that keep them together. We're going to be more like Venezuela. We're going to be somebody like Stacey Abrams ruling over a system a lot like Venezuela. My only hope is that people hold on to their guns, no matter what the government says, no matter who they send to collect your guns. Never, never, never turn in your guns. That is, the guns are the one thing that private ownership of firearms is the thing that ultimately sets America apart from other countries where people have lost their freedom. I'm doing a book on this called God, Guns, and the Government.
Wow.
And I show that, first of all, our gun rights are tied up directly with our religious freedom. The American founders, when they wrote the Second Amendment, drew on the English Bill of Rights of 1689. And in that English Bill of Rights, which John Locke helped to write, it explicitly states that people have the right to have guns in order to protect their religious freedom. It's a direct connection. And the American Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment right after the First to emphasize that connection.
Exactly.
And if you read the debates of the Founding Fathers in ratifying the Bill of Rights, over and over again, they say, we need to protect gun rights because they are the final guarantor of liberty. If all the checks and balances, separation of powers, all the things we put into the Constitution to prevent the rise of a tyranny, if all of them fail, we feel confident freedom will persevere as long as the population has armed itself and can defend itself against a tyrannical government. So it's the final, final insurance policy that George Washington and all those wonderful heroic men wanted us to have, so that we would never be tyrannized.
And it's being put to the test right now. And, John, I think that's a great weekend assignment for everybody, is to revisit these founding documents, and particularly the First and Second Amendments, and line it up with where we are right now. Because where America is right now, home of the free and the brave and the courageous, I mean, this is a time for courage. We have been conditioned to think otherwise, but look it, we've had generations and people that are still alive that have fought in many wars and conflicts for the sake of our freedom, and they are there. And they're in shock right now looking at the majority of Americans, because so few actually serve the country. I mean, less than 1% anymore serve in the military, and they really do not understand, you know, the responsibility of freedom and how it passes from one generation to the next, not through the bloodstream, as Ronald Reagan said, right?
Right, right. Well, if you want to read about this connection, I've got a piece that's a few months old at stream.org, but just Google this phrase. No Second Amendment, comma, no First.
Yes. Mm, good.
If you look at the history of the 20th century, according to this classic book, Death by Government, by R.J. Rummel, who was a great libertarian scholar, the number of civilians murdered by their own governments intentionally, not as casualties of war, intentionally murdered by their governments around the world between 1914 and 1990. Can you give me a guess as to the number of civilians murdered by their governments in those 80 years?
Well, I think when I was looking at it and doing a deep dive, it was well over 100 million people.
170 million people.
Yes. So halfway there.
By their governments.
Yeah.
Shot, starved, put in concentration camps, worked to death. And this happened all across the world. It wasn't all concentrated in one or two countries. And do you know what the one thing they had in common was? They had all been previously disarmed by their governments.
They had no way to defend themselves. Yep.
That's right. So if you think back to the riots, think to Kenosha, think to St. Louis, think to Omaha and Jake Gardner, all the times, the places where individuals tried to defend themselves or their neighbors against violent mobs the Democrats had whipped up, unleashed on the city, and then pulled the police back and just let the thugs have their way in the streets. And a few individuals like Jake Gardner, God rest his soul, Kyle Rittenhouse, who's now on trial, the McCluskey family in St. Louis, people who used their Second Amendment rights to try to defend themselves against these violent thugs who were burning neighborhoods down. Remember, more than 50 Americans died, including children, in the George Floyd riots.
Mm-hmm.
When those Americans tried to defend themselves, the whole mechanism of government came in to not to put those people down, to stomp the jackboot on their heads, because the left knows the one thing that really stands between us and Venezuela is tens of millions of private firearms in the hands of Americans who know how to use them and are committed not to give up their freedom. That terrifies them, and that's why they want to disarm America, because then there's no going back.
And, John, what you're pointing out here is something that they are orchestrating themselves. It's almost as if they're daring the American people to ignite this revolution so that they can come in and clean up the streets, so to speak.
Well, they would like that. And that, I mean, you saw Eric Swalwell say, you can't fight the U.S. military, to which I would say, oh, yeah, why don't you visit Afghanistan, Eric, and see how well the U.S. military could put down a small country when its people are committed to fighting back.
Dr. John Zemarek, stream.org is where you want to go to be the flow of the know. John, awesome stuff. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day and a great weekend, buddy. God bless. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top officials from China and the United States are meeting in Anchorage, Alaska. At the start of the summit on Thursday, Secretary of State Tony Blinken pointed out human rights abuses in China. His counterpart, Yang Jiechi, says the United States can no longer speak from a position of strength.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
Attorneys involved in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin seated three more jurors Thursday as both sides inch closer to a full jury. The panel is up to 12 members with two alternates still needed. Chauvin is charged in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
It really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
I think this is probably one of the best head-bobbing, you know, bumpers that we can use. I mean, I don't think you listen to this without bobbing your head. It just automatically connects to your neck, and your head has to bob when you hear this. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Cheryl Chumley joins us now. A great book. I love the book that she has written, Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall. And we're going to be talking about how this country is becoming a corona weary. Cheryl, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. It's great to be back with you.
Well, I think you're right on with your column that America's may finally be corona weary. I mean, after all we've gone through, it started, remember, 15 days to stop the spread, right? And, oh, and along the way, science mattered. It trumped everything. And then all this faux science, because this is the era of faux everything, had to creep in. It just can't help itself. This is the age in which we live in and the spirit that is, you know, that is traveling amongst us right now. And it really commands us. It really demands that we be discerning. If not, we're going to be emotional wrecks, right?
Absolutely. You know, if you don't have discernment, you know you don't have discernment if in this past year you have been fueled by fear, mm-hmm. by racing from one government mandate to the next, and not even bother stopping to question why these mandates keep changing every day, every week, every month. What is pure science one day, wait a week, and it's become the complete opposite the next day. Mm-hmm. And then with all this conflicting science, what it still comes down to is an individual choice, at least in this country. You have an individual choice on how to determine your medical and health care, and that has been stripped from us, and that's the big issue that we have to fight to get back, because government is just steamrolling over our God-given rights at this point, and it's going to take men and women of discernment and boldness, unafraid
yes, exactly.
to seek their wisdom to bring this country back.
Well, and the thing is, I want to encourage everybody, Cheryl, to your exact point, is the facts are on our side. The facts are on the side of those who cherish liberty, that want to live their God-given rights out. And what these draconian governors have done, and I'm not talking, I don't want to get into this comparison of Republican and Democrats. Sometimes I get caught into that, and I apologize. I just want to talk about just the policies themselves. Are they helping or hurting? And, you know, the American people in their varying states have to make their own decision and mount up. And what will happen is we'll have a bonfire of courage starting from coast to coast and holding these elected officials accountable, and to make sure that what they're doing is ensuring our freedoms, not compromising them.
Right. Absolutely. Look, let's just stick with basic common sense, right? Let's forget the fancy degrees that those pushing these crackdowns and the stifling of individual liberties have been out there pushing on the American people. Let's just look at the common sense. Mm. Way back at the beginning when the coronavirus broke, right? We didn't know what it was. Okay, so you can excuse that there's some fear out there. There's some over the top clampdowns on individual freedoms. But it was all about flattening the curve. Well, that curve has been flattened a long time ago. So now it's time for common sense to come back into the room and consider this virus as compared to other viruses.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. Viruses, what they do is they morph and they change. That's why we do not have, say, a vaccine that can completely obliterate the flu.
Yes.
Because the flu has many different forms. Mm-hmm. So now we see that this coronavirus, we read the reports that it's coming out with all these variants and it's generating a new steamroll of fear. Well, how about some common sense here? Let's just treat this virus as we've been treating others. And that's to say, let's go about our business and take individual responsibility for caring for our own health and safety, and not let the government kowtow and push us in the corner in fear, waiting for the stimulus check to come in the mail.
Yeah. Why can't we judge the government for the job that they've done and what they failed to do? Because you bring up an excellent point here, and we got to go back to, that constitutional thing that gave us individual rights and freedoms. The government cannot handle it. This idea, that even Ronald Reagan says, hey, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. This is what Joe Biden is saying. Hey, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. No, you're not. I mean, you're from the government, but you're not here to help, because if you're here to help, you would really, I mean, there would be evidence of said help. And I think after everything is all said and done, like you said, here we are, we're begging for, a $1,400 check. And oh, yeah, by the way, the bureaucrats, they carved out a nice little deal for themselves. I mean, we're lucky to get one $1,400 check, and they're going to get like 15. $1,400 checks? I mean, how? It's like, wait a minute, are we being worked here or what?
Yeah, and to go back to what you said, the road to hell is paved with well-meaning individuals, right?
Right, right.
There are a lot of people who do a lot of harm, but they do it based on their supposed intentions to do good, and that's the beauty of the Constitution, because it puts a limit, it puts a restraint on people who say that, who would act that way. There are those who want to do good and who actually want to really vaccinate the nation because they think in their hearts and minds that that's the way to go. That's the way to drive this coronavirus off American soil. But the Constitution puts limits on that and says, hey, you don't have a right to do that because in this country, it's all about the individual rights. It's all about the God-given rights. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, these people are supposed to be held at bay and constrained by the Constitution, but they've not been. And the reason for that is because of fear and mm-hmm. because those in the Christian community who are supposed to know better, those with discernment and wisdom, have either been fearful themselves and riding this spirit of Satan, or they've been too fearful to speak up. They know better, but they just don't want to speak up and speak out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the cancel culture has had its effect. But going back to what you said earlier, one of the things I trained on for many years, Cheryl, was competency. And I said one of the key values you needed to hold was that you had to be competent at what it was, your chosen profession. So if you were a brain surgeon and you're killing 9 out of 10 people, it's probably not your gig. You probably need to find some other gig, right? And this is what happens in our country today, especially in the realm of the political, is that it's not about what you produce, it's about your degree, as you said earlier. Because, hey, they're supposed to know better. They're degreed, you know, Yale, Harvard, they've got all those fancy degrees and they're supposed to know better. Well, what happens when they don't? And when they're involved with public policy, they're, you know, causing some major problems. Like, oh, we got a governor right now responsible, you know, for like 15,000 seniors dying on his watch. You know, one minute we're giving him an award. He's getting an Emmy. He's got a book out. I mean, he's all honor and glory. He's the poster child for, you know, executive leadership. And then we find out that, not so good after all.
Yeah, let's look at the two most present so-called experts who have been pushing all the coronavirus-tied crackdowns in America and around the world. Mm-hmm. We have Anthony Fauci, who has a record of making mistakes, and not just with this pandemic. You only have to do a little social media searching and searching online to see how many mistakes and how many flip-flops he's made on the coronavirus. But if you go back in time, with HIV, and there have been he has a whole score of mistakes in his background. And the other player has been Bill Gates. Bill Gates, with no medical degree, Bill Gates of Microsoft fame.
You're
Bill Gates is the one who influenced the World Health Organization to declare the coronavirus a pandemic. The World Health Organization did not want to declare a pandemic right away. It was only after Bill Gates went there and visited there, coincidentally the next day, who came out, World Health Organization came out and declared a pandemic. And that was after he visited and made donations to that big global group. So these two players have been influencing policy worldwide and particularly in America, cracking down on individual freedoms. And neither of them have a perfect record or a background schooled in medicine.
Right.
And yet they've been that influential.
And some would say, what is their batting average? Not a team would hire them. But but we've got them and they're in control right now. We've got more from Cheryl after this. Stay with us.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Luca's Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And our conversation with Cheryl Chumley continues. Cheryl is a opinion editor, online opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of the book Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall. You know, socialism has been around forever, and they just keep on progressing one inch at a time, regardless of their history. The amount of devastation that they are responsible for nations around the world, it is amazing to me, Cheryl, that they still continue to live another day. It's that snake that just won't die.
Yeah, it's such a serpentine message that socialists bring, though. I mean, it sounds so sweet and, oh, let's just have equality for everybody and there's no more poverty and everybody has access to education and it's equal rights and everything just sounds so let's all get along. That's how socialists sell their message. But it's all a lie. It's such a deception. And now, to me, the biggest face slap is having that message sold through the churches.
Right.
As if the Bible teaches that socialism is the proper way of a believer. And I that's so offensive to me. It's such a deception. And yet there are so many Christians out there nowadays buying into that lie.
Exactly. Well, it is. I mean, it's the big exchange from Romans. You know, you're going to change one God for another. I mean, that's really what it is. That's why the churches are susceptible to it. Jesus said that even the elect would be deceived. And this is what's going on because they're, to your earlier point, they lack discernment. They're falling into this and they're being affected by the culture instead of affecting the culture.
Yep. And you know why they lack discernment and why they're so easily swayed by the modern day culture? It comes down to this. They're not reading the Bible themselves.
Exactly.
Honestly, if you don't read the Bible yourself, you're missing it. You can go to church. You can watch sermons on TV. That's all great. And you can discuss with your friends biblical principles and have debates and things like that. But you got to read the Bible yourself every day. It wasn't until I started committing to really reading the Bible that they're so much clearer.
Exactly.
You start with a Christian perspective, you look at it first there and then through the Constitution in this country, and boom, 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 everything lines up and you see where everything has gone wrong, and more than that, how everything can become right again.
Without a doubt. It is amazing to me. There was a recent study about people who read the Bible. They said, even if you just read it three times a week, you know, what it does in terms of altering your worldview, it's dramatic. But I'm like you. I don't know how you do it, how you don't do it on a daily basis. I have been a devout reader of the Bible, for decades now, and even more so. And for the bottom line difference that I realized that Bill Martinez is different when he doesn't read the Bible versus when he reads the Bible, and the difference is not one that I'm very proud of. I mean, it's hard enough to be proud of when you read the Bible because you're like Paul is saying,
right,
the very thing I want to do, I don't. The things I don't, I do. You know.
You realize how sin-filled you really are when you read the Bible.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Not like it's an ego shot or anything.
Oh, no, not at all.
It keeps the world clear.
Yes.
You know, as everybody else is floundering and panicking over the coronavirus, when you read the Bible, you can see how this all fits into the ultimate design, right? You can see how God's still sovereign, and you can see how Satan's using this as a tool. So I just implore people, because I've come at it from both sides. I've been an atheist still at this point in my life. I've been an atheist longer in my life than not.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see how the Bible just clarifies everything and just it gives you that focus you need to survive.
Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is, on many shelves across America, the Bible is there. Dust it off. Be blessed. And get some clarity out of your own life. Otherwise, you're going to be duped by these, coronavirus czars.
Yep.
That have led us to believe this faux narrative. I mean, and this is the whole problem with all this, Cheryl. I mean, the scientists and leaders and, you know, Joe Biden on down, everybody's frustrated because the people are resisting. It's because they've been lied to. There hasn't been any transparency. Numbers have been falsified. I mean, who would have thought that COVID was going to cure the flu? I mean, look at the numbers right now between flu and COVID. And then the dangerous thing, I was talking with another expert the other day about this, Cheryl, is what are we going to do 10 years down the road? We look back on this time and say, hey, what about that COVID deal? I mean, all that evidence, all the numbers that they're taking down, which, you know, by law, this has been codified, that the numbers should not be juiced. We're juicing the numbers. So what is it going to do, you know, for generations on down the line when they go to study the impact of COVID, when the evidence that they're getting, you know, is not correct?
Well, I kind of have a dark answer for that, Bill, and it goes like this. We're not going to make it 10 years down the line. Under this administration, if this path continues as that we're on in this country right now, mm-hmm, with Democrats in control, with Joe Biden as puppet as he is, and the far left basically running policy out of the White House, with China coming on, with the UN just looking with hostile eyes at America, and with players within America's own government, the deep state, the medical bureaucrats, the Democrat Party, and even in the Republican Party, who are willing to sell out America for some personal gain of their own, mm-hmm, to foreign entities, we're not going to make it 10 years down the line to have that time of reflection and so forth. We're not going to have that teaching moment.
Right.
The, it's the 12th hour now, and it's time for those who know better, who can see the field for what it is right now. You got to speak up. You got to first pray and ask how God would use you right now, and then act on it, because there's no time for sitting on your couch and yelling at the TV about why everything's gone wrong, unless you're going to get up and do something.
Exactly. And the thing is people are seeing, they're sensing this, but you're exactly right. You know, with the opening line of our Constitution, We the People, it infers an engagement. It does not allow for a laissez-faire, as you say, sit on the couch, you know, moment or passivity. If you do, you do it at your own expense. We know historically, you know, nations, other people, just like us, thought it would never happen. It's not going to happen. You know, the goodness of people will win out. Well, the fact of the matter is that people generally are not all that good.
Well, we're born into sin, right?
Yes.
And,
right.
You know, that is part of the worldview, because then when sinful things happen in the world, we're not rocked, because we see that as just part of humanity. That's how it goes.
Right.
But, you know, that doesn't excuse the point that sitting back and just, you know, tisking about the sin and pointing fingers and, you know, going to church and feeling as if you're doing God's will simply by going to church, we're commanded to be the light. And as a light, some people burn brighter than others, right? Some people are just naturally bolder than others. Some people have bigger mouths. I count myself among that big mouth camp, right? I don't mind speaking out.
Yes.
Some people don't. But you can still shine your light. You can still do your own part to fight for the core greatness of this nation, which is God in charge and government in the secondary role.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this is what's hanging in the balance, ladies and gentlemen. A nation that was once blessed by God. Ronald Reagan put it simply that a nation that finds itself no longer under God is a nation gone under. And boy, I'll tell you, we're on that opposite side of that mountain, heading down and picking up inertia, it seems, almost on a daily basis, Cheryl.
We are. We absolutely are. And, you know, every time I do a show where, you know, we discuss these points, we discuss the need for Christians to get involved, I get emails saying, I agree with you completely. What do I do? So let me just throw it out right now. You know what? Run for school board. If you have a local school board election coming up, you be that Christian on the school board that puts an end to the transgender policies funneling into all the schools around the nation. I mean, that's like one huge dent that we can make in the evil that's taken root in so many of our youthful generations now.
Well, the other thing you can do is go back and listen to an interview I did with Dan Schultz. He's an attorney out of Arizona. He said that what he's been able to do was something that he learned back in the seventh grade. And that is, to your point, taking over the local entities. But he said the most powerful position you can get within the political process is to become a local precinct committeeman. And it is amazing the power and authority that is in there, because it is these precinct committee men and women who choose who the candidates are going to be before it goes out into a primary or general election. And a lot has been done. They've moved the needle dramatically there in Arizona. And I would highly recommend that you check this out. And of course, in every state, it's a little bit different. There's little nuances. But the mechanism of it is still the same, because that's what this comes down to, is we want to make sure, again, we pray for wisdom, that we do not expend our energy and our resources willy-nilly, but we do it in a wise and cunning sort of way so that we can be most effective. And he points out, Cheryl, that you'd be surprised how many local entities, how wide open they are. It was, you know, he likened it to when Barack Obama didn't fill the federal judgeships, right? And Donald Trump came in and did that. But even more so at a local level, it's amazing how many thousands of positions are open. So if you want to get active and you really want to make a difference, it's pretty easy. It's an elected position, and in many cases, you run unchallenged. And so you can make a difference quite immediately, you know, for the kingdom. And I'm with you on that. And it's, again, it all starts with prayer. This is no big surprise. God knew exactly what's going to happen, and all we have to do is be available, right?
There you go. And think local. Local. Yeah. You can have a lot of influence.
You got it. Cheryl Chumley. Thank you, Cheryl. Take care. God bless.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase.